presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 21, 1107 America, New York, Laws, Theories, and Norms. Back in 2019, entrepreneur Nick Hanauer gave a TED Talk called The Dirty Secret of Capitalism and a New Way Forward. Recently, a quote from the talk, which starts at the 1453 mark of the linked video, has been making its way around social media. Hanauer says,
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 21, 1003 America, New York, pandemic bolsters China's position as the world's manufacturer. The U.S. and Europe are relying on Chinese factories as much as ever, despite concerns about national security and fragile supply chains.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 21, 912 America, New York, droughts hurt world's largest economies. Unusually dry weather across the Northern Hemisphere is further snarling supply chains and driving up the prices of food and energy, adding pressure to a global trade system already under stress.
Daily FX Market News.
August 21, 8 o'clock America, New York, S&P 500, FTSE 100 week ahead. Jackson Hole Symposium in focus. S&P 500 posts first weekly drop in a month. FTSE 100 defying gravity.
Global economy.
August 21, 7 o'clock America, New York. Now is not the time to abandon climate transparency. We must be able to measure the effectiveness of the measures adopted to tackle environmental emergency.
New York Times Business.
August 21, 7 o'clock America, New York. The week in business. WeWork's founder rises again. Inflation in Britain picked up. Peloton, a pandemic darling, reports its latest earnings and they're not expected to be good. The Fed chair will give his take on the economy.
Marginal revolution.
August 21, 518 America, New York, post-COVID excess deaths in Britain. For 14 of the past 15 weeks, England and Wales have averaged around 1,000 extra deaths each week, none of which are due to COVID. If the current trajectory continues, the number of non-COVID excess deaths will soon outstrip deaths from the virus this year, and be even more deadly than the Omicron wave.
Marginal revolution.
August 21, 042 America, New York, some simple analytics of Indian growth, economic and cultural. I think of India as, throughout much of its history, as having a surfeit of human talent but a scarcity of good infrastructure. Infrastructure serves as a bottleneck for further advances. Thus, many of India's most significant advances are densely packed with talent, but capital goods are relatively scarce. For instance,
global economy.
August 21, 0000 America, New York, strike at UK's biggest port threatens supply chain disruption. 8-day walkout at Felixstowe could hit as much as $800 million of trade as summer of labor disputes continues.
Daily FX Market News.
August 21, 0000 America, New York, Canadian dollar weekly forecast, USD, CAD braces ahead of key U.S. economic data. Teaser. USD, CAD will be subject to USD-specific factors next week as the Canadian dollar remains exposed to downside risk.
BBC News Business.
August 20, 2037 America, New York, Felixstowe. Strike set to begin at UK's biggest container port. Workers will walk out at the port of Felixstowe, which handles almost half of the UK container cargo.
Global economy.
August 20, 2001 America, New York. Chipmakers caught in the crossfire of rising US-China geopolitical tensions. Companies are trying to navigate rising restrictions from an increasingly hawkish Washington.
BBC News Business.
August 20, 1936 America, New York, over 50s turn to house sharing as rental costs rise. More older people are turning to house sharing as renting costs soar, a leading flat sharing website says.
BBC News Business.
August 20, 1910 America, New York, is there a green solution to the vinyl record backlog? Green Vinyl Records is taking the vinyl out of vinyl to offer more environmentally friendly LPs.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 20, 1814 America, New York, Ford faces $1.7 billion verdict in fatal rollover. The automaker says the verdict reached by a Georgia jury isn't supported by the evidence.
New York Times Business, August 20, 1612 America, New York, some colleges don't produce big earners. Are they worth it? Many attendees aren't better off financially than those who have only a high school degree, at least not right away. How should applicants consider these institutions?
Daily FX Market News.
August 20, 1600 America, New York. Euro forecast. Euro-USD plunging into parity as US dollar bulls run amok. The euro, along with a range of other majors, is looking fairly helpless in the face of a rampant US dollar with parity. Euro-1 United States dollar unlikely to hold the latest sell-off.
Marginal Revolution.
August 20, 1313 America, New York. Why is female labor force participation declining in India? One of the big problems in the Indian economy and in gender relations is that economic growth has not translated into more women working, in fact the contrary. This paper is a little bit old, 2014, but so far the most systematic analysis I have found.
New York Times Business.
August 20th, 9 o'clock America, New York, UPS drivers say brutal heat is endangering their lives. As summers have grown hotter, high temperatures inside trucks without air conditioning have also sickened postal carriers and others who deliver America's packages.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 20th, 8 o'clock America, New York, the IRS shows its guns. I rarely think of the Internal Revenue Service as a service. When it takes my money, I don't think the agency is serving me. But in this case, it really did perform a service. It reminded us of who its agents are and of the fact that they are willing to use deadly force, if necessary.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 20th, 8 o'clock America, New York, Bob Barrow and David Ricardo. In a comment on my most recent post, co-blogger Scott Sumner makes a good point. Ricardian equivalents should probably be called Barrow equivalents, as the economics profession generally names concepts after their modern, rediscoverer.